What up, y'all? It's your boy, Seth Linus, checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. It's the morning show. Let's argue. I'm holding it down. Today, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is selling Bibles now. Many people are on different sides of this with their analysis, wondering if this is good for the country, if it's bad for the country. Let's go ahead and let's dig and take a deep dive into it, and then I'm going to give you my analysis of it. But we're going to start with we got to start just with Donald Trump and his take and why he's selling the Bibles. Let's go ahead and listen to Donald Trump.
Proud to be partnering with my very good friend Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song "God Bless the USA" in connection with promoting the "God Bless the USA" Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard, to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this "God Bless the USA" Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite.
All right, so there you go. Donald Trump said he's selling his Bibles. They're $60 or whatever. And it also comes with the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Pledge of Allegiance. And he said one of the biggest problems in this country is that we don't have a religion. They took God out of schools. And I'm going to tell you what's so funny is that I know a lot of the older black population is going to act like this is the worst thing. He's saying something crazy, whatever, like this. But all of my life, I've been told by older black people in my family that the world started getting terrible and worse once they took prayer out of school. I've been told that my whole life by older blacks. And I think that's the sentiment that Trump is saying right now is that, hey, we've taken prayer away, we've taken God away, and we've lost our moral foundation as a country, and I'm here to bring it back. And not only am I here to bring it back, I'm bringing it along with all of the rights that you have in this country as a citizen. And you have to know your rights, because if you don't know your rights, then when somebody take your rights away from you, you might not even know or understand it. I think they go hand in hand, but let's go ahead. We're going to move over to USA Today, and let's see what they're talking about. It says, what is the God Bless the USA Bible? The $60 Bible Trump and Lee Greenwood are selling. Donald Trump is now in the business of selling Bibles, according to an announcement made Tuesday. Trump announced the partnership with country music singer Lee Greenwood, best known for his song God Bless the USA. The pair is selling a custom version of Bibles for $59.99 called the God Bless the USA Bible, which previously announced in 2021 by Greenwood, but then fell by the wayside after hitting a snafu with publishing. And they said, all Americans need a Bible in their home. I have many. It's my favorite book, Trump said in a video posted on social media. It's a lot of people's favorite book. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and into what will be a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. And that's absolutely on point. Let's see what else we got here. We got Joe Biden mocks Trump. Okay, so now let's see what it said. Joe Biden mocks Trump. Joe Biden mocks Trump's money woes as the ex-president hawks Bibles for $59.99. Sorry, Donald, I can't help you. And so I guess at a fundraiser, Joe Biden told a joke. And it says, yes, at a fundraiser and rally on Tuesday, the president, trying out some new material, told the crowd, "I know everyone is not feeling the enthusiasm. The other day, a defeated guy came up to me and said, 'Mr. President, I'm being crushed by debt, completely wiped out.' Then he paused and delivered the line. I had to look at him and say, 'Sorry, Donald, I can't help you.'" So now they're positioning this Trump selling Bibles or selling things, selling Bibles as his way of getting out of debt or his way of showing that he doesn't have a lot of money. Now we already know that True Social is about to go public. About to hit, the stock market, and he's going to liquidate his shares, and he's going to be worth about $6.5 billion. So I don't think money is a problem, but they're trying to make it seem like because he's selling things like Bibles and shoes and things like that, all these things are galvanizing things that make people feel like they are part of something. But what they want to make you feel like is that when you see him selling something, that he is actually doing something bad or showing that he's in debt. When has ever it been bad to actually sell something? We live in a society now where everybody just wants to ask for money. Donald Trump is getting money and raising money by actually selling you something. And they probably want him to get a whole bunch of donations and have a bunch of donors so that when he get in office, he got to do what everybody else tell him to do. But no, he's decided to actually sell things and make his money, which I don't understand why that is a problem. Let's go to The View. Now, The View actually commented on this. Let's see what The View had to say. The View co-host blasts Trump for selling God Bless the USA Bibles. It's pandering. The co-host of ABC's The View on Wednesday mocked former President Trump for selling Bibles, with one host calling the initiative hypocrisy at its most religious. Trump announced Tuesday he is selling God Bless USA Bibles in partnership with country musician Lynn Greenwood ahead of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. The clip prompted some laughs from The View audience, while the host remained silent for a few moments and looked surprised. Whoopi kicked the conversation off, asking her co-host, "Okay, I don't know. Anybody?" The last time he was on his knees, he was picking up a French fry, Joy Behar quipped, prompting laughs from the audience. Behar brought up testimony from Trump's former fixer and lawyer, Michael Cohen, who claimed the former president once told him pastors are hustlers, and that Trump complained about pastors who laid hands on him during a 2011 meeting. This is hypocrisy at its most religious, she added. Sarah Haynes called the initiative pandering and pointed to Trump's newly debuted golden Never Surrender sneakers, which she argued was an attempt to secure black voter support. Do you guys remember the unforgettable tweet about the taco bowls where it was Happy Cinco de Mayo? The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics. So there's that. Alyssa Farah Griffin, a former Trump administration aide, dug into the Bible launch, pointing to her own Christianity. "He's selling these for $60, and I'm a Christian. And as soon as I heard the price tag, I think of the persecuted church Christians around the world who risked their lives to have one page of the Bible, to be able to read scripture in places like China, Saudi Arabia, Syria, where you can't practice your faith openly," she said. "And he's using it to profit off of, like, that tells you all you need to know." Anywhere you go to buy a Bible, it costs money. Bibles are not free. If you go to a church, you could use the Bible that they have there, right? But if you go into any Barnes & Noble and you go buy a Bible, it costs money. A lot of them cost more than $60. Sonny Hostin later interjected, it's blasphemous. And in Tuesday video, Trump said he thinks it's important for every American to have a copy of the Bible in their home and said it was his favorite book. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. Okay, now look. Now you can look and see that everything they're saying, they're saying, oh, it's blasphemous. Oh, he's pandering. Oh, but they're never talking about the content of what he's saying. They never talk about the content of what he's saying. And the best way for you to understand when you beat somebody in an argument or when somebody really don't have a leg to stand on with what they're saying is they try to make it about anything other than what the point of it is. He said we need more prayer. We need God. We need a moral foundation in this country. And we need to learn about our rights in this country so they won't get taken away. And none of them commented about that. They all commented about, oh, he's pandering. He's doing this, all this blasphemous, whatever. Because that's his feeling. They're just trying to get people riled up. They're trying to get people to hate Donald Trump. And that's their job. But they never talked about exactly what he said. And I'm going to tell you right now, exactly the things he said is what I've been hearing my whole life from black people in my community. So I'm down with it. You know what I'm saying? I might even order one. And I think it's a great thing. And you know, if you disagree with it, cool, fine. If you think he's pandering, it's cool. But there's a lot of people who think this is a great thing. And I'm so glad that there's a person running for the president of the United States who will come out and say, we need to pray more. We need God in our lives more. We need to have a moral foundation. And we need to know our rights. Everybody needs to know their rights. I'm so glad there's a president who have enough fortitude to say that. We've been having all these chumps as president. They're so scared to step on anybody's foot and offend anybody. And the main people they are offending is the bulk of the nation. Because they're acquiescing to all these smaller pockets of lifestyles and communities and different things like that. That goes actually against what the founding fathers were fighting for. So for us to have a president that say, yo, we need prayer. I'm selling these Bibles, $60. We need prayer. And plus you need to know your rights. So if us as the government ever take away your rights, you will know and you can fight back. I think that's perfect. So I'm down with it. And The View, how can The View ever call anything blasphemous? Blasphemy is a biblical term. Do not start using biblical terms because y'all have the most egregious guests and egregious people on y'all's show. And y'all never use that term. Y'all like that term is just reserved for Donald Trump. Once y'all start taking a more biblical view on other things, then I will accept your perspective of something being blasphemous. But until then, no. I'm saying, Linus, keep God first. We're going to keep moving on with more videos. All right, peace.